It's now my pleasure to introduce our co-founder, Roseanne S. Used to being so tall, but I am 7 inches from goal height. My name is Roseanne, and I'm a compulsive overeater. And before I go into my address, I have two things I'd like to say. Number one, you all know about Marvin by now, my husband, and his death on November 11th. And I want to thank everybody here who's been wonderful at this conference, the 130 or 40 letters, cards, donations, everything that we got, including many entire intergroups from Region 10, from Italy, from France. I just want to thank everybody. It is the hardest time in my life, but I have gone through these 6 months without binging or overeating or eating any excess food. And for that, I'm grateful to the OA people who have helped me and to the God in whom I believe. You know that I've had laryngitis this week, but I guess I've been restored to voice. I understand we have one or two French-speaking delegates here, and so I would like to say to them, pour vous mon ami, bonjour, je m'appelle Roseanne, et je suis un outre-manger compulsif. Good morning, all my wonderful friends. My name is Roseanne, and I'm a compulsive overeater. Next Friday, I will have been coming back to OA meetings for 40 years and 4 months. I've been abstaining from compulsive overeating for 13 years, 6 months, 9 days. I'm 5 feet tall, my top weight was 185 pounds, and I'm maintaining a 55 to 60 pound weight loss with 13 and a half years of abstinence. Why is it so important to give you these numbers? It's important because stating our physical recovery very specifically reinforces the promise of abstinence and a healthy weight and body size for every single person sitting in your meeting room. I firmly believe in qualifying every time I talk at an OA meeting, even if it's a brief 3-minute pitch or if I'm leading a meeting with just 3 or 4 of us in the room. It's vital to give the newcomer hope and to carry our message of recovery, not only to the newer members, but to the rest of us as well. I've heard a lot of gloom and doom about OA, not only at this conference, but over the last few years as well. It's true that we have a lot of room for improvement, but I'm here to give you hope and encouragement. I believe in OA and the principles of the 12 steps and the 12 traditions. Have you all read our OA history, Beyond Our Wildest Dreams? Thank you. You'll discover that we started with an idea and 2 women, and just look where we are today. Yes, we had 2,400 more groups 5 years ago. Yes, we had more than twice as many lifeline subscriptions as we have today, but that doesn't mean that we can't learn from what we've been doing or not doing and reverse our course. That's what our discussions this week are all about. Now let's start with a little bit of conference history. In the 1960s, during OA's first several conferences and conventions, I was hotel liaison with the Los Angeles Marriott Hotel, where we held our activities. The banquet manager told us that OA was their favorite convention out of the many hundreds held there each year. When we asked why, he told us, because OA orders more room service and late night desserts than any other convention during the year. I was shocked and disgusted. What does that say about us? Is that still happening today here in this hotel? We are participants in OA's World Service Business Conference. Every single member here should be abstaining from binging and compulsive overeating. Everybody. But what if you are having problems with food? There is so much love in this room. Go up to someone and say, I need some help. Can we talk after the meeting? I know you might be scared or ashamed, but look around you. Take advantage of someone here. After all, we are all trudging that road of happy destiny together. Back home, does each one of you have a recovering sponsor? And if not, why not? Are you still trying to do it alone? If you are, you've missed the point of OA, AA, and other 12-step groups, that together we could do what we could never do alone. Do you talk to each newcomer after a meeting, or do you ignore them and gather with your friends? Remember how you felt at your first meeting? After the We Care book or sign-up sheet has gone around the room, your meeting does have one, doesn't it? Get hold of it and take down the names and numbers of newcomers who are probably frightened and bewildered. Call each one at least once during the week. All you have to say is, "Hi, my name is Roseanne, and I saw you at the meeting. I just wanted to say hello and ask if you have any questions. Can I do anything to help you?" 2 weeks ago, our longtime friend, Dear Abby, this is time for a pencil and paper, ran an article on a subject other than overeating. In the middle of her response, she said, "To abstain means to practice deliberate restraint and or self-denial in relation to an urge or craving." Could that be the definition we've been looking for? Let me repeat it. To abstain means to practice deliberate restraint and or self-denial in relation to an urge or a craving. And that brings me to the subject of physical recovery among the members of Overeaters Anonymous. I know that many, many people have lost considerable weight or gained it if they're anorexics. I've been to thousands of meetings around the world during my 40 plus years in OA and seen lots of very exciting long-term recoveries. But what about the hundreds and hundreds of members who are unable to give up excess food and who therefore have not achieved and maintained a healthy body size? I've been where they are. I've been there when they've accepted a candle for several, I didn't do this. I've been there when they've accepted a candle for several years of so-called abstinence, and yet they are grossly obese. What are we to make of this? We are all so afraid of confrontation that we enable each other in our disease, literally loving each other to death. Let me give you a personal illustration. Although I went from 161 pounds to 110 pounds in a size 6 during OA's first 4 years, and I have a picture of that if anyone wants to see it. I was so young and thin then. Oh. In 1964, I began to overeat again, and by 1972, I was back to 148 on my way to 185 pounds. I was also OA's national secretary. At a national trustees meeting that June, the trustees said to me, "Roseanne, you cannot serve OA at this level at your weight." And they fired me. It took me 20 years to forgive them and myself, but they were absolutely right. They did not enable my disease. They insisted that OA's national service workers had to be a physical example of recovery. Why aren't we doing that today, even at the group, intergroup, and regional level? Why are we so afraid to say to someone, "I see you're gaining weight. What can I do to help you?" Why can't we say to a binging weight-gaining secretary, "Our group conscience says the secretary needs 1 year's abstinence. If you're having problems with food, we'll love you and help you, but we need to elect a new secretary." Joe and I started OA because we were fat and we wanted to stop overeating to reach and maintain a healthy body size. My own experience tells me that we must face our illness head on. Not only are the 12 steps our program of recovery, but we each need an honest, nourishing plan of eating as well. And perhaps it's time for OA to bring back a new century version of dignity of choice. We can change our attitudes and ourselves. We can bring enthusiasm and excitement back to our meetings. Let's make service its own reward once more. At my Sunday morning meeting 2 weeks ago, there was no coffee for the 100 members there. Why? Coffee person just didn't show up, and we had to elect someone else. One person volunteered, just one. But there was major applause, and we could feel the joy of working together. Another member caught up in the excitement, immediately said, at our next month's election, I'll volunteer for Lifeline representative. It'll be a pleasure. During our first decades, there was always someone eager to be secretary, treasurer, literature person, newcomer contact. We understood that service was vital to the success of the group and the fellowship. I've seen meetings recently where the outgoing secretary had to beg for service replacements. Yet people get up and brag about how grateful they are to OA. Gratitude begins at home, with your group. When volunteers are needed, don't say, let someone else do it, I'm too busy. Service is our responsibility. Our thank you to God for all that has been given to us. Finally, let's move on to membership attraction and retention. Here's some specific suggestions for you to take back to your intergroup. In the San Fernando Valley near Los Angeles, there's a 12-step within meeting held once a month in the Valley Intergroup office. They sent me this flyer after I'd written this speech, and it says, are you new to the program? Are you starting over? It's called the new Starters Meeting, and I understand it's very successful. It's held once a month in the Valley Intergroup office. Available sponsors are asked to attend, along with newcomers and others who are looking for a sponsor. And rather than just saying, be sure to get a sponsor, that meeting gives members access to real, live people they can actually call. Also welcomed are returnees and anyone who wants information about our fellowship. A notice is placed in the community services section of the local newspaper about this meeting, and many, many people attend as a result of that notice. That same intergroup saved money over several months to place notices on bus stop benches with the OA name and phone number. And many people came to us as a result of that simple action. And if you will refer to page 25 of the latest Lifeline, you'll find in there attraction by billboard displayed in the Columbus, Ohio area. Is food a problem for you? Overeaters Anonymous, with a little more information. Over the next year, 6 signs will be displayed throughout our area. You can all do this. This is a great idea. Look on page 25 and you'll get more information. Giving newcomers a lifeline. Bring your old lifelines to the meeting. Give one to every newcomer who comes in. Don't throw them out or give them to an AA bookstore. Bring them to the meeting. Another excellent idea is to announce a brainstorming session in your local newsletter. Invite everyone who's been in OA 1 year or less, along with those who left and are returning. This is not a regular meeting. It's time to discuss what you want, what people want from OA, what didn't work, and what will help them coming back. Try it. You may find it very successful. These are some positive and exciting examples of attracting newcomers and helping those people already in OA. And there are others too, if we will only take advantage of them. Don't be afraid to let people know about your OA membership. How will another overeater be attracted to your new life if you hide your light under the cloak of anonymity? Remember, traditional Evans says, we need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. Tell your friends and coworkers. Let others know about the hope and help you found in OA. That's not breaking anonymity, as it's outlined in our tradition. That's carrying out our primary purpose, which is to abstain from compulsive overeating and to carry this message of recovery to those who still suffer. I wrote a pamphlet for OA several years ago simply called Anonymity, and I saw it out there on the table. Get a copy from World Service. It's an OA publication. It will help clear up your confusion about the various aspects of anonymity. One last comment on the drives of stronger personalities to overwhelm others in the group. Do you always have to be right to have things your own way? Having been one of those people, the importance of submerging my ego for the good of the group. Overeaters Anonymous is a delicate, precious gift from our higher power to everyone in this room and to all those people back in your home groups. Treasure what we have. Don't let apathy and laziness weaken OA. Don't allow personality problems to divide us. Instead, go home, take a deep breath, and start to work hard to strengthen and invigorate this incredible fellowship. There is no one way, no right way, no my way, no your way. There is only the way of our higher power as outlined in the 12 steps and 12 traditions. Just as anger and fear are contagious, so are love and hope. It only takes one smile, one word of kindness and encouragement to spread through your group, your intergroup and region, and eventually through our entire OA world. On this fragile planet Earth, we humans are all interconnected. We may think we are strong and totally independent, set apart by cultural differences, but we are all bound together by our common humanity. I think the last page of I Put My Hand in Yours expresses it best. In assuming responsibility, in sharing love and strength with one another, we create a bond between each of us. It can't be seen, but it can be felt in the heart. It's that bond of brotherhood between one overeater and another which clearly says, I care. I put my hand in yours. Now you are not alone. Thank you.